That night we sat entwined under summer skies. I looked into your eyes and you looked into mine. You said, "You're not like the rest," and I nodded. "No one understands me," you said, and I nodded once again, as if to agree that all men are indeed the same. "Somehow," you said, "I was different." For months on end, I maintained a veneer of sincere interest, as if I were listening as you relived every page of self-help and new age that you'd read. And I went into the guild. I'd read the same books. I learned to ape the motions of a sensitive human being, and we were oh, so happy. But you found things to fix, and I knew it was time to move on. So now you have me completely figured out. You feel sorry for me. I can't express my feelings. I can't tell the truth. We are all alike. At puberty, I was sworn to secrecy by the International Brotherhood of Lying Fickle Males. I can't tell you anything, and I can't commit. You're right. I can't commit to you. I will always treasure our time together. I don't feel enough of anything to harbor the kind of disdain that you'll maintain. You painted me into what you wanted to see. That's fine. But you will never know me